This program is presented by ERN. Check it out at ernlive.com.
I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and we are so excited today to have Dee Wallace here with us talking about the Bupalupaloo. Did I say it right?
Perfect.
The Bupalupaloo. You know, but before, you know, all seriousness, before the break, you got into, you know, the conversation about the fact that, you know, this, it's really tragic that you've, throughout your entire career as, you know, having this background as a teacher and studying neuroscience and really understanding that, you know, this self-love issue that so many adults have needs to be tackled as children. And we need to create those positive brain connections in order to really embed in a child that they need to love themselves. And yep. You created this way of cracking that nut, you know, and as adults, we can look at people around us and understand that so many of life's huge issues stem from self-esteem issues. You know, from people having, you know, high divorce rates to people, you know, not asking for that raise at work to, I mean, they're just, it runs the gamut. There's so many things that can be traced back to the lack of love for themselves. And,
yep.
You know,
you can trace poor grades, any eating disorder that you have, relationship, you know, failings, everything in your life goes back to the core of how you feel about yourself. And those things are done by the time we're around 4 years old. So we know then, cut to 20, cut to 30, cut to 40, we're in therapy going, why can't I get this website up? Why can't I go out and start this business that I want to do? Why do I keep marrying the same guy four times in a row? You know? And it all starts with what we want to give our children at a very early age. There's so much incorrect focus on potty training them early and teaching them how to read too early and teaching them numbers too early. Their brain is not ready for that. The first years are supposed to be learning about who they are and socially who they are in relationship to the world. And it, once that is firmly in place, then when the bully comes up and says something to them, they have a core within themselves that they can go back to and go, no, I'm loved in this life. I love my body in this life. I know within me that what you're saying isn't true.
This is, you know, this is something that I think we grapple with, you know, with our teenagers, with, and, you know, right on up into adulthood. And, you know, to think about the fact that it's something that we can tackle so early on when there isn't so much noise. You know, there aren't so many other things in the way when you're in this kind of pure part of your life where there's, you know, it's really just, it's quite simple. And it can just come down to the child having their toy that they adore and love, and hearing this. And you mentioned repetition. Repetition is extremely important.
Extremely, yeah.
I remember we had
the other paw. You know, they can put in whatever. The parents can put in a message. The children can put in a message. I have one little autistic boy who is challenged socially, and he put in his paw, I have a lot of friends, and he said to his dad, Daddy, I'm going to listen to this every night so I can have a lot of friends. And that is simply the beginning of how he creates that, because has to, yeah, it makes you want to cry. Yeah.
My producer and I are looking at each other going, oh God, where are the tissues? Because it is so simple and it's so meaningful, yet for some reason we don't slow down and do these things.
I think, you know, we as parents, because we want to do the best for our children, we get sold kind of a bill of goods that involves, of course, expenditure of money on a lot of different things and technical things and all that. There's a lot of studies proving that too many technical things at an early age is very detrimental, that mm-hmm. children do not develop learning social cues that way. And yet we keep, you know, creating more and more and more tech objects for younger and younger children. And so, you know, I really ask the parents, do your child the biggest favor you can and really research, because there's a lot of research out there, really what's good for them instead of buying what you're sold. If we bought as much incorrect information as they're giving us about pharmaceuticals on television mm-hmm. right now, you can imagine what we're doing to the brains of our children that's formulating the whole entire rest of their lives.
Oh, yeah. I am with you on that one. We're going to be back with more with Dee Wallace right after this. I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and you are listening to Working Mother Radio. Stay with us.
This show is presented in part by Bridgestone. We're passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most. We'll be right back.